What do two Fayetteville artists, two 21-year-olds from Rogers, a Bentonville internet guru, and a Bentonville mom who juggles her full-time job with baking, have in common? They're all trying to raise funds for their creative projects with the help of Kickstarter.com, a website that has quickly become a go-to resource for effective fundraising for individuals with big ideas but little money. And Ozark Video Diary sets the pace for Dana Eidlitz's Kickstarter page. She's an artist from the Fayetteville Underground, an artist's cooperative. She's raising money through the website for her self-designed artist residency in the Azores, a group of islands in the mid-Atlantic.
They are 9 volcanic islands that are off, they're in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, but they're part of Portugal. They're unlike anything I've ever seen. One of my friends sailed on a sailboat without an engine to the Azores, and so he was telling me about it this summer. And when I was looking at residencies, it just popped up because I had never even heard about the Azores. So I started looking at it, and the second I opened up this website with photographs of it, I just kind of felt this pull.
Dana grew up in the Ozarks. Nature forms an integral part of her art. For her next exhibition in November 2011, she felt the need to immerse in an environment completely foreign to her.
I kind of started with the idea that I wanted to go do a really intense artist residency somewhere where I'm not having to work and I just paint or draw or do whatever comes to me. And then this island popped up and I'm just so incredibly drawn to the landscape and the fact that they're all volcanoes and there's these crater lakes and wildflowers that I've never seen. And really the roads are, there's some photographs, the roads are just like on either side of the road is just covered with hydrangeas and they're huge, bigger than we get here.
Dana heard about Kickstarter.com from a fellow Fayetteville Underground artist, Megan Chapman, and decided to give it a try. The website runs on the principle of crowdfunding. Project creators share their ideas with potential project backers, who can then choose to pledge any amount of money they deem appropriate. If the project isn't fully funded, no money exchanges hands. Project backers also get thanked for their kindness with predetermined fixed rewards in exchange for the amount of money pledged. A video and a description help the process along.
Hi, my name is Leanne, or you may know me as Cake Girl of Cake Girl's Kitchen. I've been baking cakes for quite a while now, and I'd have to say it's my passion. I have a strong following and a loyal customer base. I'm ready to take my business to the next level. For me, that means going mobile.
That's a clip from the video Lee Ann Richards recorded for the Cake Girls Kitchen's Kickstarter page. She's a Bentonville mom with a full-time day job who's baking a big idea. Literally, her big idea consists of a truck, kitchen equipment, and bakery items. A mobile sweets and bakery shop of sorts.
I just think that this food truck could take it to a whole nother level because it's definitely something that could be done on the weekends, on holidays, at special events in the community, farmers markets, things like that. And there have been a couple of like newspaper articles and news articles lately about food trucks and how the popularity is growing and how they're growing in Northwest Arkansas. And there's nothing out there that focuses solely on bakery items and, you know, just sweet items. And I mean, even though everybody's trying to be healthy, and of course we should all be healthy, every once in a while you still need a little treat. So
Leanne calls the truck an old-fashioned bake sale on wheels. She researched the Kickstarter website extensively to incorporate as many characteristics of successful projects as she could. She also worked hard to reward her project backers with a number of goodies. For instance, a pledge of $25 or more gets a handwritten thank you note, a loaf of Cake Girl's Kitchen's banana bread, and a $5 Kcash coupon or a secret recipe.
The fact that Kickstarter has a food section, it just shows how people are being so innovative with food nowadays. And there are a couple of different food truck ideas on that. One is like a macaroni and cheese truck, a grilled cheese truck. So all different kind of things. So, you know, it's really, I think having that project there is the right place for it to be. It's not like out of place or anything. Mm-hmm. And any little bit helps. Like if somebody wants to donate $5 or $10, every little bit makes a difference.
One of the several local Kickstarter.com veterans is jewelry designer Lauren Embry. Last November, Lauren raised $1,556, $336 more than her $1,200 goal to support her jewelry designing business in the wake of a feature in Martha Stewart's Whole Living magazine. She chose to raise the money in 45 days instead of 90, the maximum time limit to raise funds on Kickstarter.com.
I just started out by putting it out on Facebook. Basically, I sent out an email to my newsletter mailing list, to all my personal family and friends, and said, hey, this is a website, you know, that is a fundraising website, and I'm trying to raise money for my launch coming up in December, you know, check it out. And so one by one, you know, my friends started pledging here and there. There are so many categories, and they break it down on their website, actually, you know, what's popular this week and what's popular, you know, in this area of the country, these projects that are getting funded quickly. But one of the top places on the website to be is most popular this week. And since my project was taking off, I was actually at the top of the fashion category page. I was actually ahead of a Project Runway star who had launched a project on Kickstarter.
Lauren says it's family and friends who first start pledging money to a project. The complete strangers come after the groundwork has been laid.
I think that there are people out there with resources that get excited about what people are doing. There are people out there who want to support an idea, who are passionate about something. And even if they're not in the area, even if they won't, you know, be able to take part in the project at all, just knowing that, you know, they had the ability to make something happen. Somebody reach out to me. They couldn't afford to donate toward my project, but they sent me a huge box full of old vintage jewelry that they had just laying around. So not only are you getting, you know, connections for money for your project, but also materials. I mean, it just connects you to all these other, you know, people that you never would have that opportunity before.
With the help of Kickstarter.com and her own hard work, Lauren has moved on to bigger and better opportunities. Dana hopes to raise $5,000 to defray cost of travel, boarding, art supplies, and shipping rewards to the project's backers. Leanne needs to raise $15,000 for buying a truck, refurbishing it, and purchasing and installing kitchen equipment. Several other projects from Arkansas await backers too.
I just think Kickstarter is great because it gives people the ability to, like they say, pay it forward, help somebody else get their dream started, and then, you know, the next person will help the next person get their dream started. So I think that's a good incentive for people to help somebody else start their dream. So,
for Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.